not as particularly pleasant way. I don't like the lyric line so stuck on bringing me down. Who is this that's singing this?
I don't know.
Brit Nicole.
Right, dump this.
But it's, no, no.
Dump it. Dump it.
It's fast and it's like, hey, don't, I'm not letting you bring me down, News.
Yeah?
Yeah, News.
Yeah. News, I'm not letting you bring me down.
I would rather have you feel good about who you are right now. Let's say you've lost 20 pounds, all right? Thumbs up for you. Let's say you started a new job this week. Thumbs up for you. Let's say you found the right man or woman of your dreams. Thumbs up for you. How many of you love yourself today as you start the day? At this exact moment in your life, are you loving yourself? Are you happy about yourself? Are you feeling good about yourself? And how do you think that pays off when you start your day feeling good, giving thanks for who you are, where you are, what you have? Take stock of what it's all about. Be happy that you're not at the bottom of that mudslide in Washington. Or for those of you who were caught in the flash floods yesterday, flash flooding in Alabama, a town south of Birmingham. More than 4 inches of rain fell in a 12-hour period. Woo-wee! 2 dozen people had to be rescued from their homes. You seen the video of this? It was pretty prominent last night. Most of the newscast, because, of course, the news people are happy to have you know how horrible things are in the world. And people could say, well, you're talking about it, so that must mean it's you're in that horrible place as well. No, I just think that it's sort of interesting, not the news story, but how people react, how they help each other, how they bring each other perhaps a better way of making it through. In Mississippi, a 9-year-old girl was missing, feared drowned, but apparently they found her. Tornado damage. National Weather Service warning people in the region, more tornadoes. You see the pictures of the tornadoes. We think that in each of our areas of the country, I'm in the Northeast, where there are more, actually, we've, in my lifetime, had maybe 4 or 5 really bad hurricanes blow through here in the fall.
Mm-hmm. Does it hit you? Because you're not too close to the coastline.
No, I'm about 25, 26 miles away from the coastline. It comes inland. I remember a tornado in 1954. I think the last time I saw a tornado here. But the weather's so cold, and we had such a harsh winter here, which is where, in this area, it certainly is plausible you go through that. I live in areas of Wisconsin. Well, this past winter, the people who live in Minnesota, the Dakotas, all the way across.
My family in Wisconsin have just, they've been freezing all year. So
yeah,
cold,
right
there.
Horrible. All right, so anyway.
It makes you, one thing though, it does make you realize the power of Mother Nature. You know, we get caught up in all the day-to-day little junk, the politics, the everything. And you know what? Mother Nature, the planet, still boss.
Okay, you want some junk?
I love junk.
How about we start the day? This is Jennifer Horn, by the way. That's Jennifer. I'm Doug. He's Ken. We're here to help you understand what's going on, some of the important stories, some of the things you may be wanting to talk a little bit about today, including the story of a married freshman Republican congressman who campaigned on his Christian conservative values, apologizing yesterday after...
Gotta hate those cameras.
...surveillance video... showed him in a lengthy lip lock with one of his staffers.
Yeah, they don't let you have any fun anymore.
Representative Vance McAllister, who ahead of his election last fall ran a lot of campaign ads trumpeting his faith and his family, is seen kissing and embracing a woman for a number of seconds in his district office in Monroe, Louisiana. The local newspaper reports the woman is the congressman's 33-year-old part-time scheduler, who also happens to be married. Oh, wow.
No doubt. At least they're on an equal playing field, I guess.
Right, exactly. He said yesterday, quote, "There's no doubt I've fallen short. I'm asking for forgiveness. I'm asking for forgiveness from God, my wife, my children, my staff, and my constituents. Trust is something I know has to be earned. whether you're a husband, a father, a congressman, I promise to do everything I can to earn back the trust of everybody I've disappointed. He went on to say, quote, from day one, I've always tried to be an honest man. I ran for Congress to make a difference and not to just be another politician. I don't want to make a political statement on this. I'd rather simply say I'm very sorry for what I've done. While I realize I serve the public, I appreciate the privacy given to my children as we get through this. He has five children, by the way. During his 4 months in office, Mr. McAllister has proven something of a controversial sort. He told the District Chamber of Commerce office that his new job sucks. As he began.
Okay, then.
Wow.
Let's see here. He drummed up considerable chatter when he brought, as his State of the Union guest, Duck Dynasty star Willie Robertson. After Robertson's father made those remarks about same-sex marriage. So, hey, listen. What do you think? Vance McAllister is his name, and politics is his game.
For now. Shoots and ladders may be his game.
Okay. So that's you all want to know that your congressman is a human, right? There it is. Proof positive. There's a human being who just can't quite control himself. 13 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Hello.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here's your craft beer drinker's reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yes, like
how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
When you had to write a paper on Abraham Lincoln, you didn't write it the night before it was due. You wrote it on the way to school that morning. And sure, it had bus handwriting, but you had one heck of a weekend. Deadlines have never scared you. They're dead. What can they do? And now you've only got a few days left to do your taxes, and you're not even breaking a sweat. Because you know you can get on TurboTax whenever you want, answer a few questions about your year, and finish your taxes at the exact minute you planned. The last minute. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. After eating, when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling, take all-natural Gutsy Chewies. Go from that feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good. Gutsy Chewy.
Faster than a speeding bullet.
Boo! More
powerful than a locomotive.
Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Tall buildings.
From the sky.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman. Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands. And who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle
for truth, justice, and the American way.
Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, you'll be happy to know that the phrase, faster than a speeding bullet, just took on a whole new meaning.
Let's see how you connect this. All right, I'm ready.
There is a new electromagnetic rail gun that uses electricity, no gunpowder. And oh, by the way, it can shoot a projectile at 100 miles, speed Mach 7. That's faster than a speeding bullet. This is the new weapon the Navy is going to use that can kill 7 times faster than anything else we've ever seen. It's called the rail gun. Right, that's why I'm pointing this out. This is an electromagnetic pulse, which is used to propel a projectile down the barrel, creating a fireball of molten steel. It cuts through steel, cuts through most anything. There was a video released yesterday showing it smashing into a dummy warhead representing an incoming missile. The explosion is caused by sheer force of the impact. Shoots a slug about this big.
How big?
This big. It can be used in several different ways, but it cuts through 6 half-inch steel plates like butter. $25,000 a shot at the moment. But it costs your tax dollars at work. Now, the Navy is also developing laser beams to be used by its drones. Pretty happy about that, too, right? They need more. These, by the way, these bullets, so-called bullets, weigh about 23 pounds apiece.
Yikes.
They want to store
That'll
them.
Knock a hole in you.
Yeah. Now, the first rail gun will not be used until 2016. Be the end of a decade, the end of this decade, before the gun appears on warships. There's some talk about it being used on ships that are carrying cargo, like over in Somalia, those sorts of things. Anyway, I want you to be the first kid on your block to know what they're doing with your tax dollars. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Not so much. Pretty expensive. Why do we need to kill better and faster and bigger?
Well, because that's the American way, sir.
Ah, thanks very much. The ships scouring the ocean for traces of Flight 370.
Is this the ping report?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
2 signals heard by an Australian ship, the Ocean Shield, yesterday. Longest signal was held for 2 hours, 20 minutes. The coordinator of the search said the development was the best information, quote, we've had in the search for the airliner. Stressed further confirmation needed. Ocean's about 3-4 miles deep there. A little difficult to get confirmation. 21 past the hour.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Suddenly I See from The Voice last night, Team Adams, Kat Perkins, and the duo of Gunn and Hawkins. See how we like this? Crank it up, Michael. She's a beautiful girl. She's a beautiful girl. She fills up every corner like she's born in black and white. She makes you feel warmer when you're trying to remember what you have. Nice job.
Yeah. So who got the boot, Dougie?
Well,
there's always a bad ending to that.
not a good ending. Well, let's provide the audio from The Voice last night so you can listen to Adam choose.
Don Hawk,
you, gonna go
you guys
that?
Are great. You've always been great. I still haven't been able to see the grace that I saw in the blind auditions.
Don,
but that's not because you guys haven't been continuing to do what you do beautifully. It's because you haven't literally been able to be alone on the stage ever. I thought you did a fantastic job.
Thank you.
Kat, you're one of the most underrated singers in this competition. And this song doesn't exactly give you the room to do all the things that you can do as an individual. But I thought if anybody could step up to this challenge, it was going to be you, and you did that. So congratulations.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Adam, we need to know your decision.
Now,
who
yeah.
is the winner of this battle?
The sad thing about this for me in making this decision is that I still don't believe that I've seen any of you three in your element entirely. That being said, I have to make a decision.
It's your fault, Adam. Oh, suspense.
The winner of this battle.
Come on.
Kat.
Oh, good.
Great. So what
the
happens
duo
to Don?
Used to make me kind of sick.
Really? You didn't like them?
They were all right, but they're just kind of wimpy. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
There's still one steal left, so the judges could steal. I don't know if anybody
they
still
didn't
has...
steal.
Yeah, no.
They didn't steal.
So then
steal.
That's
yeah.
it for Don and Hoff.
All right, time for our television late night monologue stuff. Starting
according to a new report,
Conan.
Chick-fil-A is now more profitable than KFC. Yeah. Yeah, to try and catch up, KFC has just unveiled its new product, Extra Crispy Gay Hatin' Wings. You eat the wings and you're mad at baby.
Oh,
I'll get them, yeah.
Of course, tonight, UConn played Kentucky in the men's NCAA championship. Big in. But this is very cool. The UConn women's team, the Lady Huskies, also made it to the championship. The team was really excited until they remembered they're called Lady Huskies. An unfortunate name for a women's team.
Here's another crazy story. A couple in Michigan is being sued for $2 million after they burned down their apartment complex while trying to cook a squirrel with a blowtorch. I'm not an accountant, but it sounds like they might not have $2 million.
What should I have for dinner tonight, darling? Shall we cook a squirrel? Should we have the butler do it? The butler's out for the night. Well, I'll just blowtorch it myself.
That's the funniest he's ever been.
That is pretty funny. All right. So UConn won the national championship, right?
Yes, they conned their way to the top.
Right. So what does that mean for all the people that had money on UConn?
They're happy today.
They won.
Right. So do anybody got any idea how much money was placed, how much money
that
was
would be maybe a question for Michael. I don't know.
Nobody had money on UConn.
Really? Oh, okay. Well, I guess nobody won big then, except UConn themselves. Congratulations to them. And let's now move on to baseball. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Bob Schrum and Tori Clark. Coming right up, how will Obamacare affect the politics of 2014-2016?
Hi, I'm Alicia Keys. HIV is a women's issue, and we're not talking about it enough. Of the more than a million people living with HIV in the U.S. today, one in four is a woman. And as mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends, many of us have loved ones who've been affected. And even if you don't think you know someone, I bet you do. Go to Greater Than AIDS on Facebook so we can break the silence. Start the dialogue and tell me how you are empowered to make a difference. Together we are empowered.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schrum and Clark. Based on polls and party intensity, will Obamacare have a big impact politically on the 2014 election or the 2016 one?
Obviously, it increases the likelihood of Republicans can win in those swing states. It's compelling. It is an important issue
because
to many, many people because
polling?
It's unpopular.
So your conclusion is based on polling data?
Polling data, reading everything I can possibly read, talking to any number of people out there. It's not the only issue. In a lot of states, including the swing states, it's not the only thing Republicans running for office will use, but in many places, it's a compelling one.
The first thing is we have to be very careful about these numbers. 47% favor Obamacare, 49% against it. You have to understand that a whole bunch of the people in that 49% don't like Obamacare because they think it should have gone further, not because they think it should be repealed. The second thing is we have a lesson from history here, and it was 1994 when Bill Clinton had the failed health care plan, and you had a lot of Democrats who went out there and ran away from Clinton, and they mostly did very badly. They have to say, you voted 51 times to let insurance companies cut off coverage when people get really sick. I mean, even before you get to the uninsured, you have some really powerful arguments.
This is your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Bob Schrum and Tori Clark.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Dudley Steffen. Jennifer Horn.
I'm your mama.
Is here, not hardly.
Maybe the drama.
Stranger things have happened. Ken Kessler is here monitoring social media. I have not asked Ken at facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. We were talking about using LinkedIn yesterday. What did we decide about LinkedIn?
It's under investigation.
Under consideration for you to connect with us on LinkedIn as well. All right, so Ken, as opposed to Jen, or Doug, what do we have that's big here? I mean really big stuff.
Well, we asked if anybody is following the Oscar Pistorius trial, and crickets. No.
Really?
Nothing
well,
there.
There's an interesting, may I interrupt for just a second? Now that we have that. Yesterday, there was a presentation. The girlfriend, whose name was Steenkamp, I think, right?
Reva. Mm-hmm. Reva Steenkamp.
Sent Mr. Pistorius a message saying, quote, "I'm scared of you sometimes and how you snap at me."
Mm-hmm.
And that came up. And you, Jennifer, thought that his response, or generally his presentation, was sad?
Yeah. And here's the deal, because you know me. When I think someone's done something wrong, I'm like, throw the book at him, get him out of here. You know, like, I don't have a lot of sympathy for murderers.
Right. Nice to hear.
But they're doing a great, great job by putting him on the witness stand. I watched just a little bit of it yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, like my heart was wrenching. And I'm not a pushover for this kind of stuff. I mean, the guy was up there. He was clearly anxious. He apologized to the family. He had to be, I mean, after part of his testimony, he had to leave because he was exhausted, because he was having anxiety attacks and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Whatever they're doing, I fully acknowledge that I'm being taken in by whatever the defense is doing here. But in America, Ken and I were talking. This guy would be walking, and he'd be more famous than he was when he started out. Because the American
words, he's going to be walking. He's got two prosthetic.
Well, he would be walking. But, yeah, I mean, they're doing a really good job. Now, that system over in Italy, you're guilty until you have to prove yourself innocent. So I don't know how it's going to reflect over there. But, man, if it didn't pull at your heartstrings. And believe me, it's hard to reach my heartstrings when you don't have legs.
Wow.
But I'm pumped.
Yeah, all right, so Kenny, keep going. We're off of Oscar Pistorius, obviously. And
no, but they're doing a good job. The defense, that's my point, is they're really getting you.
Okay.
I think he might be crazy.
Really?
We also asked, how much attention are you still paying to the search for the missing Malaysian plane?
Uh-huh.
Helen says, I'd still like to know what happened, but I'm tired of all the breaking news, which is no more than gossip.
Right. That's all it is. It's just foolish.
It's TMZ.
It's the point of being foolish.
Right.
Now.
It is TMZ, except with, like, news stories, I guess.
Any Ukrainian opinions, Kenny, there?
Let me see. There were a couple.
Yeah?
Let me scroll down to...
Well, he's trying to find them. Here's the latest news.
Well,
I want to tell the story about the latest pro-Russian activity there. The eastern Ukraine, the site of yet another proclamation. We want independence. We want to secede from Ukraine. We want to go to Russia. Yeah, yeah, there's some demonstrations. I saw actually a lot of video of demonstrations. First time I really thought it was almost authentic. Yesterday, some of this stuff has been, you know, as well as I do, orchestrated by Putin and his gang. But I thought this seemed to be, anyway, sort of on the up and up. All right, Kenny, what else?
Let's see. Gary says the real concern is Putin will keep Crimea without a fight so Obama can say it's a victory he didn't also invade eastern Ukraine.
Obama's the bad guy here. I'm not sure. Obama's the weak guy here, but I'm not sure he's the bad guy here.
He's not helping the situation.
No, he's not. Well, he doesn't know how to help because he doesn't have that background. He has no experience in practical play in this arena. All right, Kenny, what else?
Arnie says, give Ukraine the military equipment they asked for and stay out of it.
Really? We're supposed to do that?
I guess
so. Is that what his suggestion is? We should do it. Really?
I'm assuming he means America and not the Good Day Show.
I hope so. Yeah. Right. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day. And let's see here, Twitter at Good Day Show. Ted Kennedy Jr. thinks he'd like to run for Congress.
Hmm.
Lives in New Haven, Connecticut. So he's the latest Kennedy. How many of them have there been? Since John was the first one, because the older brother died in World War II. So JFK was the first in the family, right? Then there was Robert. Can you name? I think this would be a good quiz. I don't have the answer to this, by the way. I'm just sort of in my mind working through. How many Kennedys have run for political office, most of them in the Northeast, with the exception of Bobby Kennedy? So this one, this time, Ted Kennedy Jr. wants to run for the state Senate in Connecticut. First time running for public office. He is announcing today that he intends to seek the Democratic nomination for the 12th Senatorial District. And I love these leakers. On condition of anonymity. I didn't want to.
Or his mom.
Right, exactly.
Well, I guess
he's 52 years old, a healthcare lawyer, lives in Branford, Connecticut. It's along the coast, not far from New Haven. Mentioned as a possible political candidate for some time now, said last night he was considering running for the seat. Let's see here. Again, I'm trying to figure out.
So let me ask you this.
Yes?
Do the Kennedys still have chops to run? Do you think they can win still?
Yes.
So you think this is a slam dunk for this guy?
I don't know if it's a slam dunk. But in New England, when a Kennedy runs, there's always a lot of news media attention. Just the same as in the Southeast or the South in general, and maybe now around the country, there's a lot of interest in Jeb Bush. Talk about family dynasties. Jeb Bush is not exactly taking himself out of consideration when you consider all of the appearances he's making.
But if you asked me if another Bush could run for president, I would tell you I didn't think so.
Well, you know, there's an interesting...
Even though he's probably the better Bush.
He's by far. The old man I liked and I thought was good.
Right.
The no new taxes thing killed him in my book. I never thought George had much going for him, but I've always thought Jeb did have something going for him. And he's married to an Hispanic. His son is George Bush the 13th or something. however many Georgians.
Very good looking
here.
Family. The yeah. daughter's beautiful.
So yesterday or the day before, I think it was Sunday, Jeb Bush said that immigrants who come to the country illegally do so as an act of love rather than a crime. He was speaking at an event marking the 25th anniversary of his father's presidency in College Station, Texas. From his background, being married to the woman that he's married to, children who have Hispanic connections, this is not a shocker, folks. It may be if he wants to be president that he needs to modify this a bit, or maybe not. Maybe this makes him more expensive. You know, the Republicans were all jazzed up about trying to find something that would get the Hispanic vote over to the Republican side. This may be it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Bush says, the way I look at this, someone who comes to our country because they couldn't come legally, they come to our country because their families, their father who loved their children was worried the children didn't have food on the table. They wanted to make sure their family was intact. They crossed the border because they had no other means to work out, be able to get with their family. They broke the law, but it's not a felony. It's an act of love. Find that interesting. How many people find that statement interesting?
I think it's an act of love. I think it is an act of love and desperation.
It's an act of political
savvy. Exactly. But here's the deal. Right. They're still here illegally, and we still have to do something about it.
Right. Is that the more important part of the story, or is
Jeb
Bush
I think it
in
is.
Public
I mean,
his point of view?
It's a way of bringing people in. I think minority groups tend to be more conservative. They have great family values. They have a lot of stuff that you can play on. I think to get that group, you probably have to have his stance. But are you isolating your own group as well by not dealing with the real problem?
Good question. 888-302-3684. Comments are welcome in any number of ways. Email to Doug, Jennifer, or Ken at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Dr. Ron Hoffman makes his weekly health visit in a matter of moments. Speaking of health, how's your heart? H-E-A-R-T.
You want to take a listen?
Yeah, I'd like to hear you. Can you put your microphone right next to your heart?
Yeah, ready?
See. Okay, yeah.
Oh, wait.
Let me hear.
Boom, boom, boom.
Good for you, Jennifer.
Is that pretty good?
Sounds like a very strong heart to me.
Yeah,
and it's no doubt.
You can hear it out of my chest.
Yeah, it's very good. I suppose you can hear anything out of that chest. Anyway, bada badaum. Maybe you suffer from poor circulation, blood pressure issues, performance issues. You know what I mean?
Nope.
Heart Factors Plus helps.
You do.
Really?
You sound familiar with it.
Well, I'm familiar with it because I'm interested in helping people who need to get circulation to all parts of their body so everything functions well. And that's what Heart Factors Plus does without question. And if you'd like to get in on the bandwagon of successful users, I'd suggest you call 800-577-8560. Heart Factors Plus opens up the blood circulatory system. Nitric oxide is the main ingredient in Heart Factors Plus. Gets blood to your muscles, to your heart, to your head. Better flow. And that means healthier everything in your body. Imagine better doctor visits, improved function, enhanced everyday life. Heart Factors Plus gives you the power. Call 800-577-8560. You can say, oh, Doug, you're always talking about these things. Come on, it can't be that good. Well, I sure like it, and I think it's made a difference in my life, frankly. And if you'd like to have the same opportunity to figure it out, if it doesn't work, you get your money back. End of story. 800-577-8560. And by the way, when mentioning my name, Doug Steffen, you get a bottle of CoQ10 and fish oil, a new formula that the folks at Chamonix have just come up with. That's for trying Heart Factors Plus. So two good things for your heart and your circulatory system for the price of one at 800-577-8560. Help yourself to a longer, healthier, more wonderful life physically. 800-577-8560.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that. GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Sam Adams. Here's your craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Massive, Wisconsin.
Dr. Ronald Hoffman is here, known to his friends, radio listeners, as Ron Hoffman, website drhoffman.com. Dr. Hoffman is here to discuss, among other things, something that I found fascinating in one of your Intelligent Medicine publications. By the way, if you want to sign up, I'm going to take a leap here, Ron, and suggest if folks go to your website, drhoffman.com, they can sign up for your Intelligent Medicine newsletter. Shall I make
Indeed.
That leap? All right, see?
Yep.
I've got it. So you have written about supplements people should never take. What are they?
Well, there are some supplements that don't actually work. There are some supplements that are potentially dangerous, and I list them. A little bit too involved to get into the whole list, but I'll give you an example.
The ones that you think are most startling, that people, like you write about calcium, but not mm-hmm. any kind of calcium, and you write about vitamin D, but not any kind of vitamin D, and niacin, that sort of thing. I'm looking at this because I take a lot of supplements to see if there's something in here. One of them that intrigues me is not taking 369, omega 369, because omega-3 is the only one that's any good. The other two are actually not good, right?
Exactly. I mean, there's a lot of hype, unfortunately, in the supplement business. I'm a big fan of supplements, so I'm not here to tell you, oh, don't take antioxidants, forget about vitamin E, or vitamin D is overrated. I'm a big fan of all these things, but there's some products that they're just not up to snuff. An example, coral calcium. First of all, calcium is good for you. There's some studies recently that said that calcium might be bad for the heart. It turns out that that is not the case.
Mm-hmm.
Calcium is good for you. But there's a product called coral calcium.
Is that the brand name?
It's a type of calcium, actually.
Okay.
Several companies made it.
Got it.
And the hype was that it was made from coral. It had some special properties. It was better absorbed. It was better for your bone. It helped to cure cancer. It got rid of athlete's foot. You know, whatnot. It brought you the morning paper. You know, a lot of far-reaching claims. And it really is not the case. And by the way, coral is something that I like a lot. I'm a scuba diver, and I'd rather see it stay in the ocean rather than get mined to put into people's stomachs.
Okay.
So, you know, that's an example. Vitamin D, for example, the vitamin D that you might be prescribed if you go to the doctor's office. Now doctors finally are paying attention to vitamin D, and they'll use a prescription form, very high dose, but unfortunately it's the wrong type. It's vitamin D2.
Right.
And it's vitamin D3 that is better absorbed. That's what's in the vast majority of health food store products.
Yeah.
Although there's some vegetarian forms of vitamin D that aren't vitamin D2, and that's not great.
All right, niacin. I'm looking at some of these things because I've been taking them over the years. Flush. Is niacin bad or just a flush free?
Yeah, niacin is fine. There's really some studies that show that it can lower cholesterol and reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. But there are brands of what are called flush-free niacin, which promises to deliver the benefit without any of the pain. No
yeah.
pain, no gain. And it turns out that they don't really work to lower
right.
cholesterol.
One of the ones, we only have a few seconds left, potassium. I've been taking potassium, selenium, magnesium for years. You say no?
Potassium pills, they're limited by law to just 99 milligrams, so it's hardly worth it. You can get about five times as much from a single banana, so don't even bother.
So take it, but don't bother taking the pills. Got it. Okay. Let's check that list out. drhoffman.com. Do you a lot of good. Dr. Ron Hoffman here with us on Good Day.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now 53 after on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Let's see, Jennifer Horn is here, Ken Kessler is here, Richie is at the controls in our studio in Washington. And we have Shelley Palmer to discuss with you today Amazon Fire TV, which is a tiny streaming box for your home theater. Amazon is into everything. I used to think that Apple would take over the world. Now I'm beginning to think Amazon.
Google, Amazon, and Apple.
Take over the world. In that order?
Yes.
I'd like to compare their stock value. I know that Google is in the $700 range.
I would say Google, then I'm not sure whether Apple or Amazon would take
Apple's
the lead.
In the $500 range. I'm not sure about the other price. But anyway, Shelley is somebody that I have great respect for, very credible, and so and every day is something different in his focus. So I think you'll learn something from this, especially if you have an Amazon account. Most of us do. So stand by for that here on Good Day.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Amazon has finally made its way into your living room. Amazon Fire TV, a tiny streaming box for your home theater, was designed to offer a great and simple streaming experience. 2 to 4 times more powerful than similar devices on the market, content playback on the Fire TV starts immediately, which means you shouldn't have to wait for the content to buffer. Built around the Amazon media experience, Fire TV also features third-party apps like Netflix, Hulu, and Pandora. But the real difference between Fire TV and its competition is games. Amazon has teamed up with publishers like EA and Disney, and thousands of games available now or soon can be controlled with the included remote, your smartphone or tablet, or with an optional $40 dedicated game controller. If you've been waiting to pick a streaming device for your living room, or you just want to play some games in addition to your streaming media, Amazon's Fire TV is now available for $99. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
This next song goes out to someone real special, web developers. You've developed a worldwide web of convenience, and Geico.com is eternally grateful. Now everyone can pay bills, manage policies, maybe save big money on car insurance, all from the comfort of their desk chairs, recliners, and water beds. You're magicians with wands made of binary code, and that's why we're sending this next song out to you. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
Fans of variety, this is your season because at Buffalo Wild Wings, they're serving up their limited-time Buffalo grilled cheese and Southwest Philly sandwiches. Take your pick at Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, and sports.
Oh, that sounds good.
Changes in employment benefits, longer lifespans, uncertainty with Social Security and Medicare, changing how you are planning or preparing to plan for your retirement. This is the week to put a spotlight on your golden years, as Brian Osich reports.
Many of today's working households are at a risk of outliving their retirement savings. That's why President of Prudential Annuity Distributors, Bruce Ferris, says this week, National Retirement Planning Week, is the perfect time to focus on your retirement.
Helping Americans achieve security in retirement is one of the most pressing issues facing our country today. That's why we're teaming up with the National Retirement Planning Coalition for National Retirement Planning Week. We want to help Americans create income that can help ensure a more secure retirement.
Ferris says Americans need to be saving more to achieve a secure retirement.
Guaranteed income products can help supplement Social Security and personal savings. Whether they're built into defined contribution plans or as individual annuities, these types of products can help provide income that was once more commonly provided by traditional pension plans.
For more information, visit Prudential.com. That's Newsbreak from Prudential. Guarantees are dependent on the claims paying ability of the issuing company, the Prudential Insurance Company of America, Newark, New Jersey, and its affiliates. All are Prudential Financial Companies. Prudential Annuities is a business of Prudential Financial Incorporated.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.